Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by AARP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Attention, West Wing. The AP put out a bulletin at 4:16 this morning that Turkish media is reporting that a court rejected an appeal for an American pastor's release from detention. This has been a big focus of the White House the last couple weeks and has caused a large rift between Washington and Ankara.
On the political front, Omarosa is continuing to dominate the news. There's a debate raging among Trump supporters and some reporters about whether the media should cover Omarosa. Trump supporters argued that she has no credibility and should be ignored. Some in the media say that she also has no credibility and is merely trying to sell books. Right now, she seems to be one of the only people who worked in the White House who has not signed a non-disclosure agreement and therefore can speak honestly about the administration. She might not have credibility, but she does have, while they might be possibly illegal, definitely deceitful and certainly unprincipled tapes. She's giving a nearly unprecedented view into a White House that has been prone to obfuscating.
The president and the White House's retort that Omarosa had previously been nice to Trump falls flat. Trump said lots of nice things about a lot of people, including Jeff Sessions, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Omarosa. She's in it for the money and publicity? Well, that's probably true, too. The Washington crowd doesn't like her because she's further amplifying the reality show melodrama that Washington has become.
Our colleague Annie Carney has the big picture take looking at how Trump staffers are living in fear of Omarosa's next tape. The slow release of the tapes is having the same effect on the White House as it did on the Daily Dumps WikiLeaks had on Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign when John Podesta's emails were coming out.
MSNBC's Kristen Welker had the exchange of the day with Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she asked during the White House press briefing, "Can you stand at the podium and guarantee the American people they'll never hear Donald Trump utter the N-word on a recording in any context?" Sanders responded, "I can't guarantee anything. I can tell you I've never heard it." Sanders was also on defense and apologized for making a false statement about black unemployment.
And there's more Omarosa fallout. The Wall Street Journal reports that she is saying that Trump knew about Democratic campaign emails stolen by Russian hackers before it was made public during the 2016 campaign. And Ben Wermund is up with a piece on how she says Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said black college students lacked the capacity to understand her agenda.
And of course, yesterday was another big primary day. Stephen Shepard breaks down the top takeaways. Democrats bet on boring in the Midwest. Scott Walker's machine remains a force. Voters are not keen on D.C. lobbyists. A historic night for Democrats. Elena Schneider also took a look at the number of firsts for Democrats last night, including nominating the first transgender woman for governor of Vermont. And in Connecticut, voters nominated Jahana Hayes, who would be the first African-American Democrat to represent Connecticut.
Minnesota's Keith Ellison advanced in the Democratic primary to run for state AG despite abuse allegations. And in Wisconsin, Randy Brice won the Democratic primary in Speaker Paul Ryan's district. The Congressional Leadership Fund is already up with a minute-long radio ad highlighting Brice's 9 arrests.
Darren Samuelson has the Manafort trial preview. Day 12 begins this morning at 9:30 a.m. with closing arguments. Darren emailed us, "Bring a book Thursday and maybe Friday." Manafort's lawyers were overheard discussing with Kathleen Manafort and friends that they shouldn't wander more than 10 minutes from the courthouse if they want to get back in the building in time for an announcement. As far as timing goes, Judge Ellis said he won't be putting any restrictions on the jury. Quote, "I'll tell them to deliberate as long or as little as they like," he said in open court Tuesday. "It's entirely up to them."
At the Pentagon, CNN is reporting that the Pentagon's chief spokeswoman, Dana White, is under investigation for misusing staff and retaliating against complaints. And McClatchy is reporting that Jim Clyburn is saying he is ready to transform the Democratic Party if he becomes Speaker. Clyburn said he is, quote, "very much up for it" in an interview with the paper.
A reminder, you still have time to get in on our annual Playbook on the Road competition. Tweet us or send us a photo of you, your friends, and companions reading Playbook this August to @PlaybookPlus using #PlaybookLoyal or email them to Daniel@Politico.com. We'll feature a photo every Friday this month. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.